Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coya with the Portage County Safety Council, and we're at the Northeast Ohio Safety Expo today, talking with some of the presenters about the safety topics that are taking place here. Today, we have Dave from Flaherty Sales, who was just finished up a presentation on ladder safety. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Dave, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do?
My position with Flaherty Sales, we are a rep agency representing Werner Co., Werner Ladder Company, Werner Fall Protection for the state of Ohio. Werner also is your WeatherGuard toolboxes, ladder racks, and Kanak job boxes, so we cover the full gamut. With Werner, we are the only ladder manufacturer in the United States that also provides fall protection solutions. So our philosophy is we want to get you from the ground to the height that you need to work at safely, and then we want to keep you there until you're ready to come down with a controlled descent. My position is to back up our sales force with end user application questions. Quite often, customers know they need fall protection, but they don't know exactly what devices, what items are going to meet the requirement, not only for safety, but compliance. And that's when the sales force or the end user will call me in to provide those answers.
So it sounds like you've been working around ladders for just a little bit of time.
I've been in safety and compliance for about 30 years. Started out as a firefighter, paramedic, hazmat tech down in the Stark County area. Been in safety and compliance operations for about 25 years. Most recently, 8 years with the largest commercial industrial contractor, union contractor, in Canton. I won't mention their name here, but I left there to take this position with Flaherty to be the answer guy, so to speak, on applications and safety.
That's great. You know, we're always looking for those experts in the field to talk about things. And today we want to focus on ladder safety because the walking working surfaces standard has changed somewhat, and it's really changed the game over the past year and a half here for how we use ladders and how we look at ladders because of the injuries and fatalities happening.
Absolutely.
So with that said, what are some of the new ladder inspection requirements that have come out?
Well, the inspection requirements haven't really changed that much, but the enforcement of them has ramped up considerably. When you do a ladder inspection, there are two things to think about. Number one is your pre-use inspection. Each user of the ladder is required to do a visual inspection prior to each use. Now, that said, if you're moving it from one room to another at the same location, you don't have to re-inspect it. But if you leave it overnight, it goes back on the truck, it's transported down the street to your next service stop, you must re-inspect it prior to that next use to make sure nothing has impacted it. We're coming into winter months here soon, so falling ice from roof lines, gutter lines, overhead bridges, and so on. I just came in off the road last week. I had birds stuck in my ladder from coming down the interstate. They didn't do any damage, but again, if it's a large enough bird or creature that hits it, you could cause some cracking and damage. Where it gets a little tricky is OSHA also requires what they call a regular ladder inspection by a competent person. Now, I've looked at many calendars and I've yet to see one that says, hey, today's regular. It tells you day, month, week, year. Doesn't say regular. So OSHA's determination on that is at least once annually. Depending on your exposure and hazards to the ladder and conditions, that may be required to be more frequent. That should be documented. I also recommend that as you do your ladder training for your employees, that you create a quick checklist. They may not use it forever, but at least when they're first starting out, it gives them the items to look at on a ladder. At Werner, we teach what we call the walk it down method. So you start at the very top of the ladder and work your way to the bottom. You're inspecting everything from the hardware to the hinges, to the braces, to the steps, to the side rails themselves. And one of the most common errors is the labeling. OSHA will always refer back to the ladder manufacturer and say you must follow manufacturer's recommendations and specifications. So when a ladder manufacturer puts, let's say, 8 or 9 stickers on the ladder, one of them is going to give you your ANSI rating as far as load bearing, how much that ladder can support. It's also going to tell you what your maximum working heights and stuff are. If any of those labels have fallen off, they've become scratched, you happen to work in a painting environment where you've got spray paint on the ladder, and if that label is not legible and is not complete, it does not pass inspection, and OSHA can issue a citation for that.
So two things out of that then. Let's talk about that label a little bit more. What do I do? Do I throw the ladder out, or is there options to maybe potentially relabel that? How does that work for me?
That depends on the manufacturer, and I'd refer you to your manufacturers individually. Now, at Werner, we will provide replacement decals and labels. They cost roughly 75 cents to $1 per sticker, and we do sell them individually. Some of our competitors, you must buy the entire kit. So you might only need one label. They're going to sell you all 9 of them for $30, $35. And some of the other manufacturers, manufacturers don't provide them at all because they want to make sure that they get put on correctly. And now you become part of the manufacturing chain if you take on that liability. So there is a certain liability question there. Each employer has to make that decision for themselves.
You also said that a qualified person needs to do a routine inspection, and we're saying that's typically annually. What makes me qualified? How do I become qualified to do that inspection?
Well, first of all, if I said qualified, what I should have said was competent.
Okay.
When you look at OSHA standards, they deem two different things. A qualified person, and again, this is ladders also with fall protection and certain other areas. Qualified means you have formal documented training, typically an engineering degree or some other documentation that says you are qualified. Competent is a little more of a gray area. OSHA will tell you that each employer can deem that person competent. So it's up to the employer to determine who that person is and provide them with adequate training and or experience to make sure that they know what they're looking at and can make the proper determination.
So if they've spent some time working around ladders, they went to a few safety classes or seminars on ladders to learn about that ladder, then that would be that competent person potentially if the company deems them that.
Correct.
And then they need to document that.
Yes, sir.
So how are people documenting inspections? Do you see people documenting the daily pre-use inspections, or do you just see them doing that annual routine?
Don't see a lot of folks documenting their dailies or their routine pre-use inspections, although it's a good idea. But we do, in fact, at Werner on our website, wernerco.com, we do provide a ladder inspection form that you can download and print. It can be used for both extension and straight ladders, as well as step ladders, some of our specialty ladder products, and our scaffolding products. They're all included on a single page form for you.
That's great. You know, the other piece that I think plays into this is education is so important to prevent injuries. And we know that there's been a lot of injuries related to ladder falls in the United States, and that's why there's a focus on this. In fact, we see some of the major construction companies in Northeast Ohio going to no ladder job sites to try to put people on lifts.
Correct.
With that said, what training do we need to do for our workers?
Well, let me address that in two ways. Number one, as a ladder manufacturer, we are running into a lot of facilities that are going to ladders last resort type processes. I won't say I agree with that or disagree with it. Obviously, we're a ladder manufacturer, and it's our belief that a ladder, if you're properly trained and the ladder is properly used and you have the correct ladder for the job, it's a safe avenue. However, ladders are one of the most frequently misused items on a job site. So some of the end customers, some site locations are going to that ladders last resort or no ladder policy. I'm a little torn on that. In my experience, I've seen people just as often misuse scaffold and misuse aerial lifts, which is your other option. Is it really a better option to stand on the mid rail of an aerial lift versus not use the ladder? My answer to that is absolutely not.
Right.
But again, ladders are much more common. So as far as the training component, it is up to each employer to determine, number one, what type of ladders are you using? What are the applications? Obviously, if my company is only doing interior painting, I'm in a whole different world than the guy who's out putting up vinyl siding or doing roofing. That's where you need to have that, again, competent person that goes out there and assesses that job site and determines, hey, we've got muddy conditions. We've got uneven terrain. We've got loose gravel. We've got holes. You know, is a ladder the right solution for that application? Maybe yes, maybe no, and that's where your competent person comes into play. The end worker needs to also be comfortable to address supervision and management with any questions. You know, don't just, I like to call it MacGyver the solution. I've seen things in my career that would curl your hair as far as lashing ladders together, putting two ladders together with zip ties to reach to a higher height, which is absolutely not only unacceptable and does not meet compliance standard, but it's extremely dangerous.
So just a little bit of prevention, you know, an ounce of prevention goes a long ways with this, and that's just educating people on the proper use of the ladder that they're using.
Correct.
How about a little bit on maintenance? What is the maintenance requirements for my ladders? Can I just throw them in the bed of the truck every day and I'm good, or do I need to do a little bit of maintenance here and there?
When you say throw it in the bed, I guess that's somewhat of a subjective statement. Ladders should be transported on a proper ladder device, ladder rack. Don't just throw it in the bed of the truck and then throw 7 bags of concrete, 14 bricks, you know, 2 buckets of bolts and everything on top of it. Now, can it be transported in a pickup truck? Possibly, depending on the length of the ladder and your mechanism to secure it. Again, because Werner also is the parent company of WeatherGuard, we do provide solutions for ladder racks and ladder storage. So again, look at our website if you've got questions there. As far as maintenance, again, I'm going to refer you back to your actual ladder manufacturer for their recommendations and specifications. Some ladder manufacturers do provide the option of replacement parts for certain components, and Werner does do that. But again, keep in mind that you then assume that liability as you now become part of the manufacturing chain. So it's up to each company to determine whether they want to take that burden or that liability on, or just scrap that ladder and purchase a new product. One thing I will mention there as well, with ladders and with fall protection, if you're taking a ladder permanently out of service, destroy it. Cut it in half, cut it up, run it over with a front end loader, some way to make it unusable so someone can't come along and take it out of your refuse stream and use it, because if they utilize it, you still own part of that liability.
Right. You know, there's ladders have changed a lot over the years. It used to just be a step ladder and extension ladder, and now there's all different designs that are tied into that. And one of the big problems that I see in the field are people taking step ladders and leaning them against the wall. They're not designed for that. However, there's some new products on the market now that may have changed that game.
Absolutely. Probably one of the most common misuses of ladders is what you described, leaning a step ladder up against the wall. The reason that's not acceptable, number one, is OSHA, again, will go back and say, follow your manufacturer's instruction. At Werner, our standard step ladders, whether single-sided or double-sided, will tell you they must be in the open and locked position supporting the load on all four legs. So when you look at your weight rating, let's say a type 1A ladder, 300 pounds, it's designed to hold that 300 pounds on all four legs. When you fold it up, you're typically supporting that load on only half the ladder. Secondly, if you look at your standard step ladder and you lean it into a wall, very little of the non-skid foot is in contact with the floor surface or the ground. So you have an extreme hazard of the ladder kicking out from underneath you. And third, on a typical step ladder, the front and back rails don't secure to each other. So as you start to climb up and down a couple of times, that front rail section can start to come away from the ladder, and now it becomes a rocking platform, very unstable. Werner has addressed that. We now have a product called the Lean Safe, which is a step ladder, but it is acceptable under OSHA standards to be used in a locked and leaning position. We've accomplished that by a couple of things. Number one, our rail systems lock together, so the front rail cannot separate from the back rail. We redesigned the feet so that they maintain contact with the floor, whether in a leaning position or in a stepladder position. Third is we've beefed up our front rail system to essentially be the same rails that we use on our straight and extension ladders, so that 300-pound load or 375 in a type 1AA can be supported on just the front leg system. The LeanSafe also has one other unique feature. The top cap of the ladder, what a lot of people like to call the top step, which is incorrect. The top cap is the top cap, and the first step down is the top step, which is another common thing that people get confused with. On a step ladder, you must stay at least two steps down, including the top cap, from the top surface during use. But we've notched that top cap and put non-skid pads in there. So if you have an application where you need to lean that ladder into a 2x4 stud wall, whether it's wood or it's metal studding or a pipe or a conduit, it will hold that ladder in position without rocking right to left, give you a much more stable platform.
You know, as technology changes, it's not just about, you know, electronics. Everything's changing in America, and so are ladders, to create that safer work environment and to give us more use out of that. So that's great, because that is one of the most common mistakes that I find out in the field, is that leaning of the ladder.
You're absolutely correct. I've seen that probably more often than any other ladder error in my career.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much for coming out today. We appreciate it. Great presentation this morning, and we look forward to meeting with you again in the future. And everyone out there, be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.